Hello there and welcome to Andy's 3D Thoughts. It's Monday the 6th of February, and before we get going with this week's 3D ideas, a quick congratulations to Her Majesty the Queen for her Sapphire Jubilee celebrations today. I know she's a keen listener of 3D Thoughts, so I better say good morning, Mom. Anyway, let's get cracking with this week's 3D ideas. And the first one is, when you look at your LinkedIn profile, does it use any of these words? Specialised, leadership, experienced, passionate, strategic, excellent, focused, creative, enthusiastic, successful. These are the most common buzzwords in looking at more than 21 million UK members on LinkedIn. And one of the things that we actually find is that over 500,000 people talk about being specialised. And you may be well these things, but I think it's a great example of USPs. That's the usual stuff people say. And you well may be passionate, focused and successful, but if everyone else is, so what? So think about it. What is your dramatic difference and how do you demonstrate it? Idea two is to do something about this. Imagine you're on a cruise and as you walk towards your room, sensors detect your approach. By the time you arrive, the lights on in your room, the air conditioner is cooling the room to your preferred temperature and the door unlocks as you walk in. That's an example of what's happening on a new Ocean Medallion ship cruise liner from Carnival Corporations. It's a brilliant way of how they've created customer delight by building technology into the whole ship. Each medallion is actually connected to a specific guest. It's got your name in it and interacts with over 7,000 sensors connected to 72 miles of cable, which is right through the whole of the ship's 19 decks. And just a great example of how somebody's actually really thought through the customer experience. Okay, there's a danger that it might be a bit creepy because maybe a bit too spooky, they know exactly what you're doing. But the research suggests that people really value it because it actually does things like preferences in terms of if you go on the ship next time, whether you like a fluffy pillow, what sort of movies you like. It does recommendations. And the good thing is you can switch it on and off as you want. And there's a great video just explaining how it all works. Have a look at it. And really what I'm sort of saying here is, how can you, do you personalise the experience for your customers? It doesn't have to be through automation, but it can certainly help. And idea three is to do this. I actually got an email last week from a client who had done a presentation to his team back in 2006. And he still gets 3D Thoughts and got in touch with us to see whether I could do something with him this month. And hopefully we can. So a great example of the whole idea of keeping in touch with existing clients and contacts. Did some sales training with a client last week and people were sent away to take some actions. And one of the sales guys actually spent time just contacting their past customers and contacts and generated lots of leads and opportunities by people saying, well, I've forgotten you were here. Great to be in touch. Please come and see us. So a couple of things. A, if you like this stuff and you think we can help you in your business, don't hesitate to get in touch with us. But also, why not get in touch with your customers, the past ones, and actually find out what they're up to and there's any opportunities you can do there. You can actually work with them. There's a little toolkit that I've put together called the 10 Ds of different customers. It explains the different approaches you can take to your different customers, including the ones who actually maybe no longer keep in touch with you. So have a look at it, download it, and if you do need anything, do get in touch. Have a great week now. Bye.